majestad de Dios da gracias mi alma, si aquí respiro la calma sagra de la libertad.
The laúd and the lute, we got Victor Martinez, and el tres, guitarra, we got Santiago Benitez, claves, María. And now for you all, now we have that Guantanamera. Y las maracas, maracas, we got Aziel. And now a little Guantanamera for you, and I want everybody to sing, come on. Okay, dale, Jaime Richetti, pícale.
Guantanamera, guaira, 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 guaira agua, roble y bejuco, nuestro manjar en el cibo. De agua, roble y bejuco, nuestro manjar en el cibo. Y por nombre le pusimos remembranzas del conuco.
Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera.
Thank you everybody, and Tina, thank you. Remembranza from Miami, Cuban Guajira and Decimas. We're going to set up our stage now for a Ukrainian bandura player, so don't go away. I will remind you, you are at the Folklife Area stage, part of the 44th Annual Florida Folk Festival. Storytelling is our theme this year at the festival, and each of the venues that you've seen here today represent another form and facet of storytelling and how our folklore is preserved through song, music, dance, stories, poems, oral versions of our experiences and things that we want to teach. And one of the things that's so interesting about Florida, we have so many different cultural groups that have moved here bringing their folk traditions with them. So we're quite a unique state in that regard. Okay. This afternoon, we have, following our bandura player, we have Irene Metsangos will be here talking about Greek dance traditions. And she is featured this year in the Folklife Apprenticeship Area, which is in the Crafts Village right behind the tower. I invite you, as our visitors here at this festival, to go over to that apprenticeship area. The apprenticeships are one way that we can help to continue that link between someone who knows the tradition, who is going to share it with someone else within the community. And that's what a Folklife apprenticeship is about, is finding a master artist that knows the tradition and then finding someone within that community or family group to link up with them to learn their knowledge and to pass that on and keep it within context of the community. So in our apprenticeship area, we have several master artists that are doing exactly that. And the next person on at 2:00 will be here to share Greek traditions with you. Our performer today is Yarko Antoniovich. He's playing an instrument called the bandura, and the bandura is the national instrument of the Ukrainian people. He currently resides in Miami. Now, he has lost his voice, and he has been so kind as to give me some information about this particular form. He has been very generous these past 2 days in sharing lots and lots of information about where the songs have come from and giving you some depth about what everything is about. Now, he has written out for me some information that I'm to share with you, but I just want you to know that the reason I'm doing this is because he has lost his voice, not his ability to play, but his voice. The bandura is the national instrument of the Ukraine. He says it's a part of a storytelling tradition dating back to the 6th century. And the first song he is going to play for you is called The Bandurist Lament. Let's give Antonio Yarkovich a warm welcome to our Folklife Area stage.
was the Banduras Lament. Minstrels, known as kobzars, traveled the Ukraine, stopping at village marketplaces and wherever people congregated, bringing their musical stories called dumi. This was a tradition that continued until the 1930s, when Joseph Stalin put it to an abrupt end by executing hundreds of these kobzars. Fortunately, all were not killed, and many escaped to the West. The next song is a Ukrainian dance medley.
Thank you.
That was titled A Ukrainian Dance Medley. In the 20th century, bandura players joined together in groups as large as 30 people, creating bandura choruses. One such group immigrated to the U.S. and settled in Detroit. This group in Detroit is among the teachers that Yarko studied with, and yesterday he tells me at the 4:30 performance here on this stage, the son of one of the original choir members came by to visit and to hear him perform on this stage. The next song that he is going to do is called Echoes of the Steppes. That was Echoes of the Steppes. The original bandura evolved from a lute-type instrument. They were tuned modally, but had frets on the neck and had approximately 20 to 25 strings. Over time, as more strings were added, the frets were removed. The neck was shifted over. Modern banduras range from 30 to 70 strings. Yarko's bandura was custom made here in North America and has 61 strings, chromatically tuned, spanning almost 5 octaves. This next song is an excerpt from a Bukovian wedding, and that's an area near the Carpathian Mountains. have time for one more song, but Yarko would like to thank you for being such a great audience. As if you have just come up, he has lost his voice, so I am doing the thanks and interpretation for him. He also wishes to thank the sound people, the stagehands, and anyone else who has helped with the festival. And he's asked me to tell you that if you are interested in cassettes or CDs, he would like to have you put your name on his mailing list, and he will contact you when they become available. And if you'll just see him right after this performance, he's going to perform one more song for us on the bandura, then you can get your name added to that list. The last piece that he is going to do is an original composition, and it's a dance, and I apologize for probably not pronouncing this correctly, Dance Met Lycia?
Metelitia.
But this is an original composition.